guest who's on the line waiting to speak with him. And we love him. He's great. He's been in so many wonderful movies and TV shows over the years.
Great stuff. I am loving his new show, Prodigal Son.
Yeah, and this is, they took the holiday break.
Yeah.
They're coming back on Monday.
Yeah.
And you can see it on Fox at 9 o'clock, which, by the way, I love the fact that it's 22 episodes. You know, we're living in an age of you only get 8 episodes.
And right, yeah.
Hopefully you like it, but nonetheless, yeah. So let's get him on the line, please. You know, a lot of people don't know he was my high school teacher. I learned calculus from him.
Oh, really?
Back in the day, yeah. A lot of people don't realize. No, it's Lou Diamond Phillips.
Hey! Who's on the line.
Hey, Lou. Lou?
We lost Lou? Where's Lou?
I was like, I'm done with
Marissa, were you talking to him? Yeah. Who's Lou?
Who's Lou?
Lou Diamond Phillips, can you hear me? Case, is there something wrong with
we hear? We,
I'm hearing his
I
car.
Hear something.
We hear.
Oh, I will call him back. 1 second. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Well, that doesn't sound like Lou Diamond Phillips.
I had a great line with the calculus thing.
Hey, we're going to do it all over again. It was a great rehearsal.
Let's see how much we can reenact it. Lou doesn't know.
Okay, all right.
So we're waiting to see if they'll call back.
I guess. Remember everything you said.
The Lou Diamond Phillips, I guess maybe his phone dropped out or something like that. So the PR person is trying to contact him. And
maybe he's driving here. Maybe he said, listen, that intro was so good. I want to drive to the station and meet these people in person.
Or maybe he had a cyst story to share.
Absolutely.
And he was listening to us earlier. So,
Maybe we
have to move on.
We grossed him out and he was like, never mind.
All right, Casey wants me to play this.
Finally made it. Finally fixed it.
That's Darth Vader kind of saying cyst.
Kind of.
So there you go. Well, listen, while we're waiting for him to call in, he may or may not call in because they had a window till about 9:10.
Listen,
so
if you want... We're basically a wild Appaloosa, and we tamp things down to talk to Lou Diamond Phillips, but if we can't talk to him, we've got to continue with our sys chat.
Oh, wait, the hotline is ringing, because here I can at least tell you how many type of cysts there are. 1,
right.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15,
jeez,
16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 20. There are apparently 22 types.
That we know of.
That we know of.
Every day they're discovering new cysts.
Yeah, there may be other ones out there. Okay, it looks like our phone lines are restored.
Do you remember the introduction you did before? Or do we risk it and just go to him right now?
Well, I did say that in high school he was my calculus teacher.
Okay.
I do remember that part.
And I said that I love his show, Prodigal Son, and watch it.
And it's just back after the holiday break. It starts on Monday.
Right.
And I said it was great that it's 22 episodes and not just like the 8-episode run you get with other shows nowadays.
I think we covered everything.
Did that cover everything in our last intro? Let's try this out. Ladies and gentlemen, Lou Diamond Phillips.
Well, I'm impressed by it.
Wait, you're impressed by what?
Yeah, wow. That's now I have a lot to live up to.
Sorry, we lost you. We went to you earlier, Lou, and you weren't there. We did this big setup and everything, and nothing. We got crickets.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Lines get dropped and everything else. I always think it's me. It's like, God, what did I do wrong?
You just feel guilty by nature. No, it's okay. We have it happen quite often, believe it or not. So,
yeah.
Lou, I do watch Prodigal Son. My wife and I have been watching it. Enjoy it greatly. You play Arroyo, Gil Arroyo, who is a lieutenant, and you're sort of the you overseer, sort of father figure for this guy whose own father is a serial killer who was caught, and you've sort of become
for other role models, you know.
Yeah. But explain a little bit for people who aren't familiar, because I think the conceit of the show is really good.
Yeah, no, Tom Payne, from The Walking Dead, plays Malcolm Bright, who is a serial killer profiler, and the reason he's so good at it is because his father, played by Michael Sheen, is a renowned serial killer who's in jail, and I'm the guy who caught him, and that took a shine, so to speak, to, you know, the 10-year-old Malcolm Bright. He ends up changing his name. I've been kind of a paternal figure, you know, for him ever since. And when the FBI fires him, I hire him down to the NYPD to help me solve crime.
Yeah, you really look out for him. In fact, though, as a 10-year-old boy, he saved your life because his father, the serial killer, was about to poison you, right?
Yeah, but I gave him a hard candy, so I'd say we're even.
You're even at that point. Yeah, no, it's really cool. And the show is honestly, I like... It's pretty aggressive. It's pretty visceral, and it has a procedural element to it, with also the element of just dealing with effed up families. And that's got to be cool. Michael, go ahead.
Michael Sheen is brilliant. I mean, our cast, top to bottom, you know, Bellamy Young and Aurora Peridot, Frank Arts, Paul Sensation, Keiko Agena. I mean, it's just a really great, cool cast. And, you know, I mean, there's dozens of procedurals out there. And what was so refreshing to me was, you know, that it does bring this family element into it. There's always, you know, really, you know, as you said, effed up dynamics going. But it's also, it's clever, and it has a really twisted sense of humor. You know, so it's not just your dry procedural, you know, in this day and age, especially with all the shows that are on cable, it's nice to see, the, you know, something on network that has a little bit of a fresh approach.
No, as a matter of fact, I've said that to people. I said, you know, we get now jaded to what they can do on these other channels and cable channels. And I have to say it's few and far between where a network show will grab my interest. And this one has. You're right about the dark sense of humor, too, because you just learn cool stuff. You get great ideas on how to potentially kill people. And but the sense, because Michael himself, you know, is tormented. He's constantly he has to strap himself into his bed because he has night terrors and all of this stuff. There's this whole complex world that is very intricate. And I appreciate that they took the time with that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he is a flawed hero. You know, he suffers from, you know, PTSD. He's got demons. And I think that's great, too. I mean, interestingly enough, there's a, you know, large number of people who can relate to that, who can relate to the fact that Malcolm is not a comfortable human being. You know, he's very heroic, but at the same time, you know, I think he's incredibly relatable in the fact that he is not, you know, superhuman, you know, in his abilities. It's really wonderful, I think.
Yeah, and to encourage people to get in on it, I know that, you know, because obviously, you know, sometimes these things come and go, but the show's doing well. There's questions as to how much his mother knew about, you know, the serial killing activities of his father. There's this sub-storyline of this body that he saw as a little boy in a box and all of this stuff. All these plot lines. His sister is a investigative TV reporter. All these things working at once makes it a lot of fun to watch. Where is the show shot?
We're in New York City. We shoot New York for New York, which is always, you know, I mean, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
I absolutely love New York. I haven't actually lived here since I did The King and I on Broadway. But, yeah, man, packed up the family, you know, like the Beverly Hillbillies, moved to NYC. I literally drove all the way across country with my wife, Yvonne, my daughter, Indigo.
Wow.
Five cats and a dog. You know?
Wow. That must have been a blast.
Have you done that cross-country drive before? Because our producer here, Casey, has always wanted to do that.
I highly recommend it, man. See the country, you know. And we took our time, you know, because the van rental was, you know, minimum 7 days anyway. So we were in no rush. And, there's just so much to see. And it's a beautiful country, man. You know, if you have the opportunity, take it. And don't take a straight shot, man. You know, drop off in a couple of places.
Yeah. Yeah, which way did you go? Did you go, like, middle of the country, south, north, a little bit of everything?
A little bit of everything. I mean, we started off by heading to the Grand Canyon, which, you know, Indigo had never seen. And so we did that and then kind of took the southern route. I mean, well, we tried to take the route that was least populated.
Yeah.
But still had, you know, hotels that would take that. So, that was the priority, you know, that kind of set the standard.
Lou, you've traveled all around the world in your career, and I just wanted to point out one of the you know, many films in your list of credits that I thought was phenomenal was the 33. It was on not that long ago, and I was watching it. And did you go to Chile to shoot some of that or all of that, or did you guys do that in different locations?
I'm so proud of that film. Thank you for bringing it up. An amazing and inspirational true story about the Chilean miners that got trapped. We shot the interior of the mines in a tiny little farming town outside of Bogota, Colombia.
Wow.
In a couple of salt mines, which was, you know, obviously not the most glamorous of places. But all of the exteriors, we did indeed go to the Atacama Desert in Chile, where the actual event happened. I mean, we shot the entrance to the mines. Yeah, literally a mile away from where the actual event occurred.
May I ask? In the movie, I had no idea the mine was so sprawling. Mm. And is that what that salt mine was like, or was that a little bit of Hollywood trickery to make it appear that large?
It was a little bit of Hollywood trickery. I mean, we shot in two mines, one which was closed and actually a tourist attraction that was a little bit more comfortable. The second salt mine where all the trucks drive in and that sort of thing,
right.
That was indeed pretty massive, and we went deep in, and it was a working mine. So there was quite a bit of noxious fumes and that sort of thing. A lot of our crew people had to, you know, take breaks and get out of that environment because it was not the healthiest, you know, thing. And it makes you very grateful that that's not necessarily what you have to do for a living.
Yeah, yeah.
When you play a real character, and you have, and some have passed, and some may still be alive, but as an actor, oh, we just lost him. They just hung up on him.
I'll answer for you.
Son of a bitch.
Do you stay in touch with that person throughout?
I try to as much as possible.
Yeah.
I think you.
Do you want to meet them before the performance? Because is the fear that...
Well, it depends on what the performance is. If the performance, you know, calls for a familiarity with the character, then, yeah, I want to meet them
but
ahead
of time.
But if
you're interpreting the character, you can't do that because it will taint the...
But right. When you're on a set, you tend to, like, you forge this bond, and you don't want to let go of that. But obviously, you got to move on with your life. But so I try to remain in contact with as many people as possible.
All right, good. Well, listen, good luck with Prodigal Son. It's on Fox. Season 1 continues Monday, January 20th at 9 o'clock.
We love it, man. You're doing a great job.
Appreciate that. Hey, look out for Young Guns 4, by the way.
Okay, thank you. Lou Diamond Phillips,
yeah,
everybody.
Yeah, well done.
Now, middle-aged guns. Middle-aged rusty guns.
I think we need to do this every time we get hung up on.
I don't think we've ever done that in 20-some-odd years that we've been together, finished an interview
but
with somebody
else.
But
now we have to. Everyone.
It's like when, you know, Preston, you're fingering a cyst and you don't...
You don't get to finish. So I guess, you know, listen, they were late with the technical
problem. And then they penalize us?
Yeah. Come on.
How dare you?
Shut up with that. I forgot. There was something else I was going to mention.
It was list assists.
Is there another question you want to ask?
No.
He's back on the line.
Oh, is he back on the line? No, it's okay. It's all good. Okay. So, yes, the list of assists. Should we go? I'm surprised we don't have exactly. That we don't have a song ready to go for this. I can run down a list of these if you want to, Kathy. I know you were begging for this.
I can't wait.
Yeah, yeah.
There's acne cyst, arachnoid cyst.
So something that might develop from like a bite of a brown recluse spider?
It does not. It says the arachnoid membrane covers the brain. No.
I did not know that.
So
your brain is covered by a spider?
During fetal development, the arachnoid membrane doubles up or splits to form an abnormal pocket of... cerebrospinal fluid.
Yeah.
In some cases, doctors need to drain the cyst. Arachnoid cysts may affect newborn babies. Okay. Then you have Baker's cyst.
Okay. That's when muffins form on your scalp.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
By the way, I'm not going to have time. There's 22 of these. We're not going to break down.
Just do the top 20.
We're not going to break down every cyst, but I will name them all. There we go. Yeah. No.
Watch out, boy. She's a big old cyst.
We just don't have your kisses on
She's
my list.
She's a cyst eater. The woman is wild. She'll pop your cyst.
Oh, here she comes.
She's a cyst popper.
Barthelona. Bartholin's cyst. Oh. Barthelona fifth. Fifth.
I have to take a fit. Would you like to watch me take a fit?
It's a Bartholin's cyst.
Uh-huh. Yeah, somebody emailed me about that. I guess that's one of them that can live within your body for a long period of time. Mm. And if you don't have it removed, it gets nasty.
Hmm. Okay.
Nasty.
I would imagine most of them do.
You nasty girl.
where did that come from?
The nasty girl.
Breast cysts.
Oh,
I have one of those, too.
No, really?
I did. Yeah, that one I had to have removed.
Okay.
But it was removed. Oh, you guys.
It says they're often painful and usually need to be drained.
Yep, that's exactly what happened.
Finger my boobs.
Stop it.
All right,
stop.
Where on your breast was it?
You know what? I was so young.
Music, please.
I don't remember. No.
Under?
No.
Romantic music. Sorry. I thought we were doing the whole thing.
Where exactly was that, sis?
You tell the freaking story.
How old are you?
I just turned 15.
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
I was a teenager.
It was at an all-girls camp.
No, that's not what happened.
And my roommate, Deshondra, came in and said, what's this?
Deshondra? So at 15, you had...
She was from Nigeria.
I loved Deshondra.
Yeah, she was hot.
She went back home.
Yep. So you were 15, so that you
she
were...
Said,
you were
in my hometown, this is quite common.
You were developed by then.
So, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, and it was painful. Okay. And that's why I went to the doctor. And this might be the reason for the needle phobia, because they had to drain it with a needle.
Okay.
Local anesthetic or did
no,
they?
No, nothing. No,
okay,
no, no.
Wow. All right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so they didn't cut it out. They drained it.
Yep.
Okay.
They sucked it out.
Not to scare you, but you probably already know this. It says some studies have indicated that breast cysts may point to a raised breast cancer risk.
Well, so what I was told was because it was sore, it was likely not breast cancer because those tumors are usually not sore. They're kind of, I guess they're hard. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
How about okay. that?
Then there's the...
Your cyst is on our list because
right,
your cyst.
The Chalazian list.
Chalazian.
Chalazian. Chalazian.
Chalazian.
Chalazian.
Chalazian.
Family cysts.
We're never going to make it to the end of the list.
We're going to get like to seven.
Oh, it's what was mentioned earlier, I think. It was the eyelid gland.
Yeah.
That somebody had called. Yeah. I guess they pronounced it differently.
Call me.
She's lazy on this.
Mickey, I need you to hit me in the face with a Bible.
The colloid list, cyst, not list. The dentigerous cyst.
Mouth, I'm going to assume.
No, dentigerous. I think that's the one that can literally grow teeth.
These are cysts surrounding the crown of an unerupted tooth.
Yeah. Yeah.
God almighty.
Unerupted.
Yeah, so it's a cyst that forms... And can I have teeth in it?
Wait, and it's not in your mouth?
No. Oh, it can be. Yeah. God.
Here, wait a minute. Let me go to George on the phones. Hi, George. Good morning.
What's going on? Sorry to bother you at work.
No, it's all good. So did you have a, what was it, a dentigerous cyst?
Yeah, they called it a parasitic cyst.
A cyst. I hate to tell you, you have developed a cyst.
Is
that like a cyst? It is, but it has breasts.
It was on the belt line, and it started out small, but then it was, I didn't know if it got infected. So I went to Methodist Hospital in South Philly. And when I got there, the guy said, oh, we got to set up for, you know, you got to put to sleep and everything. So I had my cousin drive me. Listen, never got no grosser in my life. This thing was the size of a fried egg.
Wow.
The center of it was about the size of a half dollar, and it was like bright white. When they cut it open, they didn't really put me out, but it was bad. It smelled terrible. And for Casey, like, you don't want to lick your fingers after that.
And there was a tooth in it?
They had found hair. They found a piece of a fingernail and a piece of a tooth.
In many ways, it probably looks a lot like what Nell's mother looked like.
Oh, my God. That's okay. That's wild, George. Do you still have a scar?
Oh, yeah.
Emotionally.
Well, the reason I got it looked at, because it was on my belt line, it was really, you know, rubbing on the belt. But listen, it was disgusting. They called it a parasitic twin.
Okay. Oh, my God. Is that routinely what they referred to a...
It's not a cyst.
It's a parasitic twin.
It was absorbed.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Cool.
I called him Billy.
I was going to ask if you gave it a name, George. I like that. Billy. All right.
Billy.
Thank you, George. I appreciate it, man. That's wild. All right. Then there's the dermoid cyst. Is we that the one that Ben had?
Well, Ben was the epidermal inclusion cyst.
Okay. There's the epididymal cyst.
The best of doo-wop combines with the world of dermatology. Cyst Bop
5. The whole series.
Isn't that what the gear's doing at the Kimmel Center?
Pots and pans and big old cysts.
Oh,
My man.
All right.
The Geeter with the smiling cyst.
We're about halfway through this.
All right.
So the then you have the ganglion cyst.
Right. We talked about that.
The hydatid cyst.
Hi, Dad.
What about the high grandmom cyst?
Hydatid cyst.
Grandmom cyst.
Then you have an ovarian cyst, which Marissa had.
Was it painful, Marissa?
Marissa had an ovarian cyst. Marissa?
It wasn't painful at all. I didn't know I had it until my first OB appointment when I was 18 years old.
Wow.
And the I was getting checked out, and the doctor was like, oh, no. And apparently my ovary was huge, and it was inside of it. But it was benign, so they had to take it out. And I actually found out it was really common. Like, a lot of my friends' moms at the time were like, oh, I had it. You can still have kids. I'm like, that's really common.
Yeah, there'd be a pause for concern.
You can still have kids. Ah, damn it.
God, my mom is listening. She's going to get so mad at you for saying that.
All right, so far, me, Marissa,
hi, Grandma,
Preston, and Kathy, we're all sisters. Right?
Yeah, I guess we are all sisters.
Soul sisters.
Nick, have you ever had a cyst?
I don't think so. My son has, so by proxy, I guess. But
No. You're not in the club. You're not in the sorority.
Don't try to get in the sister club. Ben is.
Yeah, Ben's one of our sisters. Have you had a cyst?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I've had everything else.
I'm sorry.
Does cancer count?
Oh, Marissa has a hand signal for us.
It looks like she was putting something giant in her
mouth. Wait a minute.
Oh, we got another sister. Oh,
Chuck's the sister. Come on.
We need to have a party.
We gotta have a sister party.
Soul sister party.
Oh my God.
Hi guys.
Hey sister.
So when I was about 6 years old, I had a cyst removed from my neck in the hospital.
Wow. Did it have teeth in it?
I'm sorry?
Did it have teeth in it?
I don't remember.
Was it a parasitic twin?
All I remember is that I got a gift of cards to play fish with, and they were shaped like fish.
fond memories.
Yeah,
of
man.
Cyst.
No, but I had to stay overnight in the hospital. They had to knock me out.
How big was it?
It was probably size of a nickel.
Okay,
like pretty good size.
That's
a decent size. The side of my neck.
Yeah.
And I had it surgically removed.
Yeah. Huh. Awesome. What's the difference? Was like a skin tag, you know?
Oh, that's like nothing. They just scrape that off your neck.
I've had that. Get me in a club.
No, Nick.
No, sir.
Don't
By the way, somebody wrote Cyst Pop 5. Now, that's what I call gross. That's what I call music. All right. Let me see. I'm still going through these.
For all of us, rah, 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 cyst boom ba.
There's a pancreatic cyst.
Ooh,
I don't like that.
Well, let's see what they, because you always hear about pancreatic cancer. Maybe this is a positive thing about the pancreas. I don't know. Most pancreatic cysts are not regarded as true cysts. They are referred to as pseudocysts.
Full of sweet tarts.
As they do not contain the type of cells found in true cysts. They can include cells normally found in other organs, such as the stomach or intestines. All right, it doesn't matter.
Right, yeah. It's a lame cyst.
Periapical cyst.
Ooh.
Periapical, I think, is probably how that's pronounced, not pickle.
I would like a dill and a kosher cyst, please. I'm having a party.
This sounds
interesting. It's in the cyst barrel by the front door.
A pillar cyst. They are fluid-filled cysts that form from a hair follicle and most commonly found in the scalp.
Okay, kinda like so this is probably a very common cyst, then.
Here's mine. My cyst, the pilonidal cyst.
Yay!
Describe, this is the measure that they use in a hospital on a scale from 1 to 10. How painful was it?
Oh, my God. It was a 10. The procedure to lance it was a 10.
Okay.
10!
The actual cyst itself was like a, probably like a 7 or an 8. It was just, I was uncomfortable all the time. I could not be comfortable in any position, laying on my stomach. Stomach was best, but laying on the back, forget it. Not possible. Sitting was difficult. It hurt a lot.
It comes, so the pilonidal dimple, which is the sort of divot at the top of your ass crack.
It's right at the, you know, where the point of your tailbone is.
Yes.
Right there.
And so that's painful in general. When people land on their tailbone,
It says it can sometimes contain ingrown hair.
Huh.
This type of cyst can grow in clusters, which sometimes create a hole or cavity.
It can make you sneeze, too.
Cavity in the skin.
Wow.
Then you have renal cysts on your kidneys. The pineal gland cysts.
Which would be in the brain.
In the brain, yeah. The sebaceous cyst, that's what we were talking about earlier, the salacious crumb cyst.
Sebaceous cyst teaches at Hogsworth.
Sebaceous cyst. And then the Tarlov cyst.
My name is Sebaceous Cyst. My brother met an untimely death at this very establishment, and I'm here to ooze pus into the sorting hat.
God. And then the last one, vocal fold cysts. There are two types of them, mucus retention cyst and epidermoid cysts. Vocal fold cysts can interfere with the quality of the person's speech, sometimes causing vocal cords to produce multiple tones simultaneous, which is known as diplophonia.
Like hoarsing?
Or hoarseness and breathy speech. I wonder how that differs from nodes that you can get on your your vocal cords. So, interesting.
Sist and shout.
Sist and shout.
My goodness.
Yep.
It just writes itself.
Uh-huh. I'm John Lennon. Make sure you take care of your cysts. Else they'll pop and teeth will blow out.
Speaking of that, let me go to Chad for a phone call. Hey, Chad, good morning.
Good morning. You guys rock.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. So you had something happen, unexpected.
I had the same cyst you had in, like, the second sphincter hole in the back.
Yes.
The backup.
And I'm a heavy equipment operator, and I was in tears for days. I didn't know what it was.
Wow.
I just figured it was a pimple or something.
Yeah.
And I went to get a haircut after work, and it ruptured when they went to wash my hair.
No.
Dude.
Let me ask you, since Preston mentioned this as well, did you immediately smell it?
Yes, and I ran. I just moved to the area. I was so embarrassed. I never seen anything like it.
By the way,
lined all over the place.
Oh, Chad, I'll bet it was simultaneously, well, embarrassing, first of all. But I'll bet it was painful and a relief at the same time.
It was the best feeling once I got to my car and disappeared from the area.
It was
remarkable.
Okay. I'll clean it up.
All right. Yeah. I'll clean it up.
Oh, man.
It happens to all guys all the time. It's okay.
Come back, you guys rock.
Thank
Have
you, Chad.
Day.
Appreciate it, man. It's okay.
It's okay. Think about baseball.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. Then there was another one here. Hang on. Let me go to Zach. Hey, Zach, good morning. Huh.
Gentlemen, how are we doing today?
We're doing great, man. How are you?
I'm
good,
don't know, man.
I don't know. You okay?
Hey, hearing all this stuff, it's entertaining, it's fascinating, but damn, it's gross.
Okay, yeah. I understand. But you had a gross story, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, let's have it.
So, guys, my brother had a cyst on his nuts.
Wow.
On his nuts. On right. One nut or both nuts?
I didn't exactly ask him the location.
Okay.
He wasn't willing to divulge the information. All I know is it was a sebaceous cyst.
All right. Sebaceous, okay.
So it was on the package.
So how painful did he describe it?
I don't remember it being painful.
Yeah.
It was troubling. He's, you know, younger and he's got something on his sack.
What was the texture when you licked it?
Oh, stop it. Did he have to get it removed?
I'm sorry?
Did he have to get it removed?
Yeah. He got it removed.
Okay.
And how painful was that? Did he explain that?
He wasn't feeling good afterwards. It hurt for a little bit.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Sounds like a mild inconvenience.
All right. Thanks, man. We appreciate it. Wow. I didn't know there were that many.
No.
I figured a cyst was a cyst was a cyst. 22 on this list of cysts here in particular, but there are definitely more, I would imagine. So your cyst is on this list. Interesting. Well, thank you for sharing. We do appreciate all the cis chat that our sis does. I love that there's a club now.
Sister.
I'm a sister.
Enlightening and disgusting.
You realize now that at events, people are going to come up to us and tell us that they are a sister, too.
Yeah, great. I feel left out.
Now we need, like, products in the MMR rock shop. I'm a sister. We'll take a break. Come back in a second. Bizarre File stories on the way as well. Stay there.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.